here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain. I ain't anywhere close to time. Your kiss has got me wild. Girl, you got the beat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your love has got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a road with no name.
Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
At Redmond Realty Group, we can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead in real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. warning Israel that Iran is preparing a possible attack in retaliation for airstrikes that killed high-ranking Iranian officials in Syria. The U.S. now moving more troops and assets to the region. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the mission is to deter and support Israel's defense.
I would just say that we're watching this very, very closely. We still deem the potential threat by Iran here to be real, to be viable, certainly a credible, and we're watching it as closely as we can.
The House renewed a key portion of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act today. The measure now heads to the Senate. The so-called FISA law allows U.S. intelligence to gather information overseas on foreign nationals without a warrant. Vice President Kamala Harris in the battleground state of Arizona today for a campaign event. It follows the Arizona Supreme Court ruling upholding a Civil War era law that bans nearly all abortions in the state. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 340 people in northwest Wisconsin will lose their jobs when window factory Geld-Wen closes in Hawkins later this year. The company plans to move its Wisconsin production to its factory in central Illinois. The move will reportedly save the company at least $7 million. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession faster than ever. A new Department of Public Instruction report says 40% of new teachers leave teaching or leave Wisconsin after 6 years. And it's not just the low pay.
They're still being asked to take their work home with them, to work over the weekends. They're often being asked to teach both in person and virtually, sometimes simultaneously.
State School Superintendent Jill Underly says Wisconsin has enough surplus money to fix the problem. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
April 20th at 7 p.m. at American Legion Post 182 in Park Falls, there's going to be a performance from Elvis tribute artist Elvis John Herjinski. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are general admission with unreserved seating. They cost $25, and you can find them at Catkins Animal Rescue on Facebook or call 715-762-0122. Again, that is April 20th at 7 p.m. at American Legion Post 182.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Head to Baltimore. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a weekend series against the Orioles at Camden Yards. Yesterday's game with the Reds got rained out in Cincinnati. Rescheduled as a doubleheader in August. NBA, the Bucks in Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder tonight. The Bucks coming off wins over the Celtics and Orlando Magic. NFL, the Packers on the tailgate tour headed to Brazil this fall to take on the Eagles for the opener. I asked Kenny Clark.
You know anybody that's been to Brazil?
I went there a couple years ago, actually. Yeah. I was in Brazil. I was in Rio, and I had an amazing time, man. There's so many Packer fans out there, so many football fans out there. I went during the Super Bowl and watched the Super Bowl at a bar, and the energy there was amazing. I can only imagine, you know, what the experience we're going to have when we out there actually playing a football game in Brazil. The fans are going
to
be amazing.
So LaFleur's coming to you for tips on how to get around Brazil.
Yeah. You're going to have to come to me for the tips.
That's Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Brand
new country. We got a
fast car. It's faster than the thought we could fly away. Thing you know, you say money like never before. Just speed it all down to the tourist.
Really cool station.
98Q
Country.
I was looking at pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back memories. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
That matters.
98 98Q Country. 98qcountry.com.
Pour me, pour me another drink, 'cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more. Hell no, I just wanna sip it till the pain wears off.
Stay safe.
was out of that truck. I've got an update on the Progressive 50-50 raffle, the 52-card drawing that the Park Falls American Legion holds every Wednesday. We've got an update on the April 17th, the next upcoming drawing amount. The pot is up to just over $6,049. Of course, a grand prize winner takes home roughly half of that total. So keep in mind, anytime we give you these updates, it's what you stand to win half of. But half of $6,000, hey, that's $3,000 more than I woke up with in my pocket this morning. That's for sure. Doors open at 6 p.m. The drawing's at 7:30 on any given Wednesday, with other drawings for door prizes afterwards. How does it work? What is this 52-card progressive raffle, you ask? Well, first you drive happily and optimistically to the Legion Hall in Park Falls. You run into a lot of awesome people. That's the best part. You have a couple drinks with them, share a lot of laughs, etc. You eat some free snacks even. Make sure you purchase a ticket or several in the meantime, if you like. Ticket prices are $5 for 6 tickets. Great value. They sell both red and blue tickets, and you get one of each just by buying one. The drawing's at 7:30, and you must be present to win. No exceptions. When a ticket is drawn in the color of its announced, your ticket, if it matches, you automatically win $100. Then you choose a card from the table after you win your $100. If it's a joker that you pick from the table, you win another $50, and you get to draw again. The next step is to pick a card from the glass cabinet. If those two cards match, you win half the pot. So just like that, you've got, what is that, $3,024.50 plus $150? Math. Somebody out there, it's over $3,000. If the cards don't match, that card gets pulled from the deck. The number of cards goes down. Therefore, the odds go up. The next person the next week, you, if you're lucky enough, you get a better chance next time around. And the jackpot goes up by the amount of money from the tickets sold that evening. And that's why we're able to give you an update each week. I honestly, it feels like just last week, this pot was at just over $3,000. So I don't know if maybe somebody donated a large amount into this or if it was just a really busy couple of weeks. You should find out. Get down there. Doors open at 6 o'clock. The drawing's at 7:30. That's every Wednesday at the Legion Post 182 in Park Falls. Check them out. They're on 3rd Ave. Back to the country music here on 98Q. Luke Combs and Billy Currington will carry us through the top of the 4 o'clock hour. We'll have to say goodbye before too long. We've got a bit of a doubleheader this evening. We've got some local baseball action. Prentice and Phillips going at it. And when that game finishes, we'll jump into Brewers baseball. Local game starting right around 5:05. Not too long. Coming up next on 98Q Country.
Go for it. Take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye. Home
sweet. Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark picks you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning, even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and all the storage you need. Get the network you want on the iPhone you love, only on Verizon.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
April's warmth has arrived, and with it comes great opportunities from the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce.
Stand out in the community with a retail partnership sponsorship at the 71st Annual Flamborama, one of Wisconsin's longest-running celebrations. Gain recognition due to chamber and civic media like 98Q Country, reaching 18 counties. Contact the chamber office today at 715-762-2703 or visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Meet our new chamber director, Courtney, and grab our community coupon books at half price, only $10, packed with savings for local businesses. Join the chamber today for a thriving business tomorrow.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Today's Motorsports Minute is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Include the Big Dipper Bar in your Northwoods plans. Located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, easily accessible by ATV or snowmobile. Open Wednesday through Sunday, and every weekend is music weekend at the Dipper. Don't miss the Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays or the Wednesday Home Cook Specials. Check out the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for more details.
The trucks open up a triple header weekend of racing in Texas. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Give us a follow.
The Motor Racing Network is on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. We've got links to all our podcasts, MRN Radio Race Broadcasts, and NASCAR News and Information. Video podcasts on MRN's YouTube and Facebook. On X, use the hashtag AskMRN to connect with us and our award-winning race announcer. Give us a like, post a comment, share a podcast. Just search for MRN Radio, the Motor Racing Network, on all your favorite social media outlets.
Race 7 of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series season is set for tonight at the 1.5-mile Texas Motor Speedway in Fort Worth, Texas. Ty Majeski is the current point leader, but still in search of his first win of the season, following two runner-up finishes earlier this year. While Majeski leads, his Thor Sport teammate and defending series champion Ben Rhodes is on the playoff bubble, with just one top 10 finish thus far in 2024. Our live coverage of the SpeedyCash.com 250 is set for tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The NASCAR Xfinity Series will race tomorrow in Texas, while the Cup Series will conclude the weekend on Sunday. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
More clouds than sun today and battling a breezy northwest wind that is whipping up to 25 miles per hour. High temperatures tap 50 degrees, but feel a touch cooler than that. And tonight, we drop below freezing. Sunshine stays abundant the entire weekend, and we warm up even more. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 47 degrees.
Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
So I've been thinking.
98 Q Country.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth. Call me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before they handed us on. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on?
Chevrolet, that was Dustin Lynch featuring Jelly Roll. They released that one just right around the end of last year in 2023. It's climbing the charts lately. Took a little bit for it to get some traction, but it's certainly picking up here on 98Q Country, as well as all over the country charts. In the last break, I mentioned to you that we've got a local baseball game starting here at 5:05. I was completely incorrect. I was thinking about the Brewers. Our local game actually starts at 4:45, and therefore, goodbye. This will do it for my time this evening on 98Q Country. I've been Greg Gunderson coming from the 98Q Country studios. Thanks so much for hanging out with me on this abbreviated day. Always happy to be the home of local sports and Milwaukee Brewers baseball. So, like I said, we've got Jeff Haken in on the call as Phillips and Prentice play some baseball local sports action. Stay tuned after that game, though, as it starts to wind up. We'll actually be wrapping up and transitioning into what remains of the Milwaukee Brewers baseball broadcast. And so we've got two baseball games coming up next on 98Q Country. Thanks again for hanging out with me today. As always, I'll see you on Monday at 2.
Spring is blooming at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. Join us for upcoming spring container planting workshops this month. Call 715-428-2011 or check Facebook for details on our big weekends, April 13th and 14th and April 20th and 21st. Sessions run 2 hours from 8:30 to 6 p.m. Let veteran owner Dave and assistant Tanya help you create beautiful spring arrangements. Stored and nurtured until pickup. Register now. Find us on Highway 8 East and Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service. Located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Attention anglers, Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin has all the gear you'll need for this upcoming fishing season. From tackle to lures, rods, reels, live bait, performance apparel to keep you in top fishing form. Check out end of the season savings on remaining Stormy Cromart clothing for the entire family. Find unique metal art along with Deer Creek Angus and Jackson and Louis candies. Also, turkey hunting supplies in stock for the upcoming season. Plus, Bader Sports Center is your DNR licensed agent. Visit us 7 days a week next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Hey, grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican Night, Thursday Burger and Fries, Friday Fish Fry with Salad Bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with Salad Bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times rule.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Step into spring at Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin, and save big. Get $500 off a new hot tub throughout April. Choose from top brands like Hot Springs, Vita, Nordic, and Free Flow, with more arriving daily. Financing available to qualified buyers. Don't miss this incredible savings event to enhance your relaxation and enjoyment in your home oasis. Visit Leisure City on Highway 51 in Woodruff, Wisconsin, your backyard headquarters in the north. Dive into savings today.
I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Forward Bank, Ford Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Product, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwung and Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and DFS Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
Scott Heckman bringing you high school baseball from Prentice, Wisconsin. Also going to be with Dawson Hauschild here helping out. He might say a word or two. Who knows? He might be silent as well. But we're bringing you from Prentice. And it's the Phillips Loggers being hosted this time by the Buccaneers. On Tuesday, it was a very close contest, 2-0 contest in favor of the Loggers, and a very much improved Prentice Buccaneers team, partially headed up by a couple of kids I know. That's Hesse and Hardikins, my nephews. So the Heckman boys are out. They're the battery for Prentice Buccaneers. He's finishing his warm-ups here. And
We'll give you the lineups real quick. For the visiting Phillips Loggers, we have Lane Abraham playing shortstop, Aiden Tobias pitching, Daniel Adamidis playing left field, Drew Hauschild playing first, Ethan Podmolik playing third base, Braden Rivak playing right field, Colin Kleinschmidt DHing, Sawyer Kuchiba behind the plate, Ty Henderson playing second base, and Jack Kulwicki's playing center field. For Apprentice Buccaneers, you got Heston Heckman on the mound, Jonas Staroba at short, Hardy Heckman at catching, Aiden Hawes in center field, Jax Franz playing third, Adam Robb playing right, Ryder Jones playing second, Garrett May at first, and Zach Starkey in left field. And here's the first pitch on the way. Strike on the outside corner from Hesse as Heston Heckman. On the leadoff batter, Lane Abraham, the shortstop, batting from the right side. Both teams have dark tops and white pants. Along, the only difference really here is there's piping on the edge of the jerseys of the Buccaneers, and the lettering is red. Phillips Loggers have the orange with white lettering. Not as much piping, but very similar appearance. Ooh, and a ball just missed outside, so now it's 2-1. Heston missed with a curveball in the 1-0 pitch, or 0-1 pitch. 2-1 the count on a blustery day. It's nice and sunny, though. Here's the pitch. Grounded between the hole and seeing eye ground ball, single to left field. Lane Abraham leads off with a single, and that brings up the dangerous Aiden Tobias, the pitcher, batting from the left side, big, tall left-hander. Aiden's put together. He looks like a pitcher, and he is. Heston checks the runner, goes home, misses high with a fastball. And it's 1-0, nobody out here in the top of the first. So Phillips Loggers coming in here. About a three-step lead for Lane. There's a ground ball up the middle. That's a hard shot, and that's going to bring him around. Lane rounding, and he got caught. Oh, my. Looked like, oh, he dropped the ball. Otherwise, I think he might have been out. Jonas got a back pick throw from Aiden Hawes and almost caught rounding too far was Lane Abraham. So it's nobody out. Runners at first and second, and this is coming to the plate is Daniel Adamidis, the left fielder, and he pitched a really nice game on Tuesday. Heston checks the runners, comes set, changes it up, and throws kind of a, what they call now in the major leagues, a sweeper. It's funny because about a year ago, nobody really called a sweeper a sweeper. It used to be a slurve. Now all of a sudden they say that's what it is. Here's the pitch. Missed, just touch low. Good spot from Heston. 1-1 the count. Nobody out. Trouble here for the Buccaneers. First and second for the Phillips Loggers. Looming on deck is Hauschild. Here's the pitch. Ground ball through the left side. Hard shot. Fielded by the left fielder. And they're going to hold everybody. The throw comes into shortstop Jonas Staroba. Three straight ground ball hits. The last two being good hard line drives. That brings up the first baseman, Drew Hauschild. Nothing up in the air yet. The last two are definitely solid shots. The first one was just kind of a seeing eye ground ball. Hit in the right spot. And here's the pitch. Fouled back, and that one was right at the knees. Hauschild going after it. 0-1 the count. Hardy battery mate of Heston. Heston looking in right away. He's got the drippy eye black on, which is popular these days. There's a fastball fouled back and way ahead now by Heston. 0-2. Drew's up there from the left side. The big Swede. So bases loaded, nobody out for the Loggers. Top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. High fastball. And Hoschild held back. Kind of nipping the corner there was Heston. All three runners taking conservative leads with nobody out yet. Heston looks. Curveball in and turning it away from it is Hoschild. 2-2 the count now. Nobody out. Bases loaded for the Loggers. Heston looks in, comes set. That fastball falls back. And Heston's been throwing strikes. Just three straight hits for the Loggers. Buccaneers playing Hoschild to pull. There's another foul back right there. And Heston up a little bit right here. 2-2. Hoschild protecting. And kind of a Mark Grace style of hitter. Now, there's a pop-up on the infield. It'll be infield fly. And Heston catches it. So, first out, first big out for the Buccaneers, and tough out for the Loggers here. That's tough for me, having two nephews on the team and also helping coach the Loggers. Not tough, but it's a good rivalry here. And here comes Ethan Podmolik, the third baseman, standing in on the right side. Number 18, he's got bare sleeves. Playing him to pull. There's a curveball called strike, I believe. Was that? I thought he... Okay, 1-0. I guess they called that a ball. Swept around the strike zone. There's a fly ball out to right center. I don't think anybody's going to get there. And it drops in front of Hawes. Picking up, throwing it in. And one... run scores for the Phillips Loggers. And that ball kind of stuck like it had backspin. The Masters starting today, or yesterday, I believe. That brings up Braden Revac, or my other wrong-hander. He stands in very close to the plate. One out, bases loaded, one run in for the Loggers. Here's a fly ball to center field, and Hawes camping under it, runs in. He's going to throw it home. Big throw right there up the line, though, and that'll advance all three runners. All three runners right there. So sacrifice fly, RBI for Braden Revac, and it's 2-0 Loggers. That brings up Colin Kleinschmidt, the designated hitter. Runners at second and third. Two outs for the Buccaneers. Grounded up, and nice play by Heston. He grabbed that. He's off the end of the bat. Underhands it to first for the third out. Prentice Buccaneers survived the first here. After bases loaded, no outs, giving up two runs. So it's 2-0 Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering.
Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
Scott Heckman bringing you high school baseball from Phillips, Wisconsin, or Prentice, Wisconsin. And it's Phillips at Prentice. Right now, the score, 2-0 loggers. With Prentice Buccaneers coming up to the plate. On the hill today is Aiden Tobias, big right-hander. He comes in today with a big fastball and a 12-6 overhand curve. Leading off for the Buccaneers is going to be Heston Heckman, the pitcher, my nephew. And he's also known affectionately as Hesse Bottom. He'll like that I said that anyway. So Facebook land, if you're out there as well, this is the bottom of the first. Phillips Loggers up 2-0. And coming up to the plate are the Buccaneers for their first chance at it. Heston strides in from the right side, wearing number 33. He's got an Easton in his hands. Gray bat with red lettering. Heston was 2-for-3 on Tuesday's contest. And last year, Heston only struck out one time all season. This year, so far, he's actually struck out a couple times. That ball outside with a fastball missed the upper corner. And Aiden, his only issue sometimes is not finding the dish. He's got good stuff. Wind up in the pitch. Is that a ball or a strike? Did he say 2-0 the count, I believe. So 2-0. Here comes Tobias from the set. And a pitch. There's a strike. The umpire almost has a call for a ball that sounds sometimes like other umpires would call a strike, but I see a strike call as kind of a pumps the arm. So, Tobias